This Kansas City Bastards podcast is brought to you by Francis Bacon's Bacon-Flavored Bacon Pops. Don't you love us now, Internet? Hello and welcome to the Kansas City Bastards podcast. I'm Tim Lyons.
I'm Jeff Elliott.
I'm Jay Powers, and if you want to text me your phone number, you're probably going to have a bad time.
That goes for people of all genders.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't think that one through, did
Jay? Jay is now accepting enemies.
Yes.
Apply here. Contact at kcbastards.com. There's a lot of shit that's gone down since we podcasted last.
We've had a heck of a week.
Yeah. Now, it should be noted that Mikey and JD are not here because they were actually in Ferguson, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, JD is at Crypticon, and we figured that Skype would probably sound a little bit assy. But Mikey's working, so...
Yeah, he's responsible.
He's being responsible. Mm. He'll be back at some point, I'm sure, once the schedule sorts out. But
yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to be Mikey-less for the purposes of the podcast. But yeah, first and foremost, Robin Williams died. And I say died rather than, obviously everybody knows by now he committed suicide. But, you know,
Robin Williams is no more.
Robin Williams is no more in the most respectful way possible. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I grew up on his shit. That sucks.
Yeah. Everybody
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's a real pillar of comedy. But
yeah.
As well as the good, you know, the dramatic stuff.
Yeah. Now, the most recent thing that I read was that he had... he hadn't come out in public with it yet, but he was starting to battle Parkinson's.
I'd read that as well, yeah, that he had basically just found out.
Yeah, like he was actually sober, but now he has Parkinson's. Oh, shit.
Right.
You know, and who knows what goes through somebody's mind when they hear that. I mean, I guess Michael J. Fox would know, but...
Yeah, but I mean, if he was already having, you know, struggling with depression and, you know...
Yeah.
Had a bad outlook to begin with, something like that, yeah, clearly something pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, absolutely, and who knows what the hell it was. I mean, you know, it actually kind of reminds me of, this is a whole different level of fame, mind you, but yeah, that guy from, that would post on that guy with the glasses, Juario, you know?
Yeah, the guy that,
he punched his own ticket, yeah. He punched his own ticket, apparently horrifically in the bathroom with the door closed and his wife pleading on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know.
Bad situation.
That's just an awful image. But, no, I mean, that guy was also, if you watch his videos, he was like a legitimately good, nice, wholesome person, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very upstanding and moral and just in general a nice and loving person, which is everything you hear about Robin Williams, you know, nobody has a bad thing to say about him from a personal standpoint.
No, no.
You know.
What's kind of crazy is the outpouring of all the just random stories, just like random fans have. Like, yeah, we ran into him after my grandma's funeral, and he made us all feel better. Like,
yeah.
He came up to us in a restaurant because we looked like we just came from a funeral and we're all sad, and he made us feel good.
Yeah, and like, you know, him buying Conan O'Brien a bicycle to cheer him up. You know, just random shit like that. I mean,
Steven Spielberg would have him call on the... call into the set of Schindler's List and speak on the speakerphone just to cheer everyone up.
Yeah,
it was so depressing.
It kind of hit towards me because Robin Williams was good on the he was a regular on the USO tour and he always talked.
He was one of the first ones, like, right after we invaded Iraq.
Yeah,
right?
And I never got to see him, but you know, the fact that he did that was like, yeah, Robin Williams is good people.
Yeah,
yeah.
You couldn't watch anything that he did and not laugh, and you know. Ashley recently found out that, hey, Mork and Mindy is on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And on Hulu, too.
Oh,
and,
Hulu.
So she's been watching that on a regular basis. Now,
we got the box set around here somewhere.
Yeah. Mork and Mindy's off the chain. It's awesome.
And she's laughing her ass off, and I'm just like, I remember watching this when I was her age. And so, it's nice to go back and just relive all of his stuff and just realize that he didn't really put out anything bad.
Yeah, and we put out on the Facebook page almost immediately.
Yeah,
you know, I found the Live on Broadway from 2001 on YouTube, and I posted it on the page. And then subsequently, I didn't just do that to post it on the page. I sat down and watched the fucking thing as well, you know, because that was one of my favorite things from the dude, you know, during that time. And it's just, it's still brilliant, even though not all of it's, you know, relevant from the standpoint of topicality, you know?
No, but, well, it's funny because, like, that's still, like, a pillar of stand-up. That one special he did for HBO, and it's like, that's still, like, that's top 99th percentile stand-up right there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't primarily a stand-up comic.
No.
By that
no.
point, he'd been doing drama and you know, movie acting with comedy
voice
acting.
Yeah, and you think back in 2001, that was live.
Yeah.
And and not only was it live and all one show instead of stitched together from several, like a lot of these specials can be, but, you know, he also improvised a lot of the stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, not all of it, obviously, but it was actually really interesting on the YouTube. I know that DVD so well that I could tell where they cut things out for the DVD. There are certain little lines here and there that they cut out. and
that's
like,
funny.
I hadn't heard that one before.
That's funny.
That makes the next bit make more sense.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it was just a better final product as a result, you know? It's like they should have just left it alone. But yeah, you know, I mean, obviously between him and Philip Seymour Hoffman, the cast of Patch Adams is having kind of a bad week.
Yep.
Yeah, really a bad year. You know, and of course, those weren't the first, you know, two guys to die from that cast, but
right.
Yeah,
well,
they were like the main dudes, so.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad to think about, too. It's like,
I mean,
that's a movie about laughter making people feel better medically.
Yeah. Well, so. And then there's also, you know, Hook. I mean, Dustin Hoffman should be scared. We lost Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
How long ago? And yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Mm. Man. Yeah. And well, I mean, on that note, shit, man. I'm thinking Super Mario Brothers, that movie. John Leguizamo should be scared.
Yeah, he should. Yeah.
Of course, yeah, that's just because he was in Super Mario Brothers.
And the Pest.
That's about the best thing he's ever done, I think.
Well, he was in what was it? Land of the Dead, right? John Leguizamo.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, yeah, that's
Yeah, I like Day of the Dead better.
He was also in that that sequel to Blair Witch Project.
Leguizamo was in that? I don't think he was.
I thought that was Leguizamo. Go to the big...
The Blair Witch 2.
The Book of
was,
Shadows?
Yeah, no, he was the dude from Burn Notice.
Really?
Yeah. The
I didn't
guy
even
from,
know they made a sequel
The guy from
to that.
Burn Notice is the main guy.
Looked like Leguizamo.
I suppose he could have. He did look pretty disheveled, and he has the same sort of shape of face.
Hmm.
Yeah. Of course, we just, you know, we're talking about Robin Williams being dead. Now we're talking about zombies. This is, I guess
I don't
this
know.
Is,
a zombie Robin Williams, that would be the most
hilarious.
Comical. Yeah.
He'd still be funnier than Carlos Mencia.
Oh! Oh, that right in the feels, right there. Right there. Tim Lyons pulls no punches.
Yeah, well, what can I say? Yeah.
It's just like Carlos Mencia doesn't really tell jokes.
Mm.
In fact, even if Robin Williams did not come back as a zombie, his corpse is still funnier than Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
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 I will tell you the weirdest, like, he's really not done any, like, he never struck out on any roles he's done, but the weirdest movie I've ever seen of him was Father of the Year.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or World's Best Father, I'm sorry, World's Best
yeah,
Father.
Yeah, World's Greatest Dad, I think. Yeah, World's Greatest Dad.
Was it?
Yeah, the one with the Bobcat Goldthwait movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that was... That
really
was...
limited release, kind of very art house.
Of course, as much as I hate to say it, you think of how the kid committed suicide, and then...
Makes you wonder, yeah. He was asphyxiated, yeah.
Yeah, with a belt, mind you, even so... now, granted, there is nothing autoerotic about Robin Williams' asphyxiation, as far as I'm aware.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah, but that's kind of a... God damn, that is a dark comedy.
Yeah, it is.
Let's play some music. I'm getting sad, man.
Go
this
to
is
the
not.
Boards.
Yeah, this is not even fair.
I'm gonna look up Good Morning Vietnam clips while we're on the break.
Good call. Yeah. Definitely good call. Well, tell us what you think about Robin Williams passing. Anything that you happen to think, you know, his favorite roles, ways that he touched you. ways that you touched yourself whilst watching him. Contact at caseybastards.com. We're going to play some sound still. Here's Social Zombie, since we were just talking about zombies topical. And all, on your Kansas City Bastards podcast. Well, that was Social Zombie by Sound Still. And Jeff, apparently that's funny to Jay for some reason.
No, it isn't, Jeff.
Something you want to share with the class?
Yeah.
I sent a funny picture using my smartphone.
Ah.
It was of my balls.
It wasn't a big picture.
Didn't have to be.
Anyway. All right. Well. Yeah. Okay, so we got the depressing. Well, no, we really didn't.
No.
God damn, this week sucks.
Buck up. We're muscling through this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So Ferguson, Missouri is acting like Ferguson from Clarissa Explains It All, as in being just twerpy all around. What the fuck is going on there?
I did not get the reference, but you understand.
Yeah, this is what happens when Missourians
get together.
It's
a little bit before your time.
Yeah.
Okay. Or after your time, but
I'll just ask.
Whatever.
Only 90s kids know.
Yeah. Only 90s kids know.
All
indeed.
Right, anyway, Ferguson, Missouri, of course, the...
Wait, or as we call it,
Shitstorm in suburban St. Louis.
God, you love that effect too much. All right, so
still getting
stop
mileage
me if you've
of it.
Heard this one before. Unarmed black teenager killed by cop-ish person.
Cop says he was reaching for my gun. Yeah, just like every other cop and every other unarmed black teenage shooting in the last ever.
Well, okay, yeah, but, you know, that was officially, you know, that's the first thing that came
Actually,
out.
Actually, I suppose in the 60s they could just say he was black.
Yeah, basically. Dun, dun, dun. He was there.
Yeah.
So in fact,
I'm a little bit surprised that the police chief wasn't just taking the lethal weapon 2 approach, but he's black.
But he's black.
But he's the Southern Georgia defense, he needed killing because he was black.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, the story that first came out was indeed that dramatic. Unarmed black teenager killed by cop. Right ensues, and then the facts started pouring in.
Well, but okay, here's the thing. Like, even though, like, the most current thing that came out that is that somebody matching Michael Brown's description, Michael Brown being the kid who was killed, was caught stealing cigars at some convenience store.
Yeah.
Right? Roughing up the clerk and whatnot.
And Michael Brown's lawyer actually said, yes, that was him.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
And
but here's the thing.
Doing that.
Yeah. Here's
also
the thing.
Said they were
first
totally
of all,
guilty of that.
Theft is not punishable by death. Secondly, the cop also, in the official police statement, they said that the cop had no clue.
Yeah, he never admitted
about
that he knew that that was.
Yeah, he was stopping him for fucking jaywalking. That was the reason he was stopping Michael Brown in the first place.
Yeah, and jaywalking doesn't have a death sentence either.
Right,
so
exactly. So
something happened between the jaywalking and the deceased person existing, and they're trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everything in Ferguson is...
Let's just destroy the town.
Yes.
That's the part that pisses me off the most.
Yeah, I've
like,
actually seen people using Michael Brown stealing cigars as justification for him being shot. It's like,
no, that's ridiculous.
No, you asshole.
No.
Whatever.
It's like, hey, he was guilty of stealing cigars. Great. He should have gotten the
I think the
ticket.
Exact quote from somebody that Jay and I both know was, oh, you mean a thug gets shot for acting thuggish? That's no, he was fucking jaywalking. Fucking jaywalking, and he gets shot.
I mean,
you know, again, regardless of what happened before, the cop who shot him didn't know there was a robbery.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is also retarded when you think about it. A cop not knowing about crime nearby.
Well, it's not like they had... I mean, how soon after he got his free bag of smoke did he get pulled over for jaywalking? Because if it's many, many hours going by, then yes, okay, did the shop owner call the police? Did they fill out a report? Who knows? I don't know.
Well, right. At the very least, though, I mean, the police would have been called and alerted to some sort of occurrence
right.
at the convenience store shortly after it happened, regardless of any sort of reports being filled out.
Right.
So to find somebody nearby, you know, who is no longer at the scene, you'd think that there would at least be some questioning involved if they were concerned with that at the time.
Right.
No, they weren't even considering that. At the time that the kid was shot. So again, regardless, it's a kid that ended up being unarmed and was shot. Whether he grabbed for the cop's gun or not, it sounds like according to multiple eyewitnesses, there was a shot that was heard inside the car. The kid ran from the car. Cop wasn't the one shot. Cop shot the kid in the back as he ran away. He turned around, got shot, you know, a few more times. So
well, he learned his lesson.
If he was reaching for the cop's gun, then the first shot, inside the car, that's the one that we really don't know what the circumstances surrounding it were. That's fine. If it was a self defense situation,
if he's reaching for his gun, then he's intending to kill him.
If it's a self defense situation,
that's what
at
it
that
was.
Point.
Yeah.
But that's one shot of
and
10.
Then, yeah, and then shooting that's a bad shoot.
Yeah,
they're running away. Shoot him in the back. That's not how.
That's,
copping works.
Yeah, right, exactly.
More
and
defense.
And then, oh, kid's up like this. Oh, we better shoot him more. You know, I mean, what at that point is it just like kill the kid because he's a witness? You know? I mean, there's... So, yeah, bad police work in general from that cop.
Well, and it's like even outside of that whole situation, which is just a clusterfuck.
Yeah, so there's that retarded
and then,
situation.
So you've got the police department isn't really helping things. They're kind of strong-arming everything. They're not being... Which, now, to their defense, they don't have to be forthcoming with a lot of things yet because they're still trying to figure out exactly what the fuck happened. But and
right.
then you've got everybody in the town that says, we hate the police, so we're going to destroy the whole town.
That makes
that part
all
blows
the sense
my
in
mind.
The world.
I don't get yeah. why. Yeah, the looting and the rioting. I mean, like seeing all. Have you seen the pictures of all the burnt out buildings and like all of
oh,
the
yeah.
destroyed?
They destroyed a Quick Trip, and I
it's
was,
gone.
I was, yeah,
it's
I was,
fucking gone. They're
I was
using
depressed.
Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just it's pandemonium.
It's crazy. I mean, and it's one of those things.
It's died down somewhat, I suppose. Yeah. Somewhat. Although the curfew that they put in place most recently, that didn't, you know, calm things down entirely. But
well, yeah. Now they're saying get off the streets or else.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Attach a attach an ultimatum to it. That
yeah.
That,
yeah.
That worked out really well.
Worked great in Fallujah.
Yeah, good call.
Well, yeah. But, well that's the funny thing, though. People are bitching about the militarization of the police, which I'm generally not into, but they're trying to stop the rioting and stuff, and they don't know if a Molotov cocktail is coming their way or if, you know, it's a violent riot, not a protest. So
right,
it's like, I don't
right.
know. It's like both sides of it are like, they're really just taking each other on. It's just
yeah.
retarded.
Yeah, it is pretty retarded. Still, you know, the more publicized... I mean, I guess it's been publicized on both sides. Yeah, I mean, the people destroying basically their own neighborhoods, that's just self-defeating. That's
a little, yeah,
stupid.
A little counterproductive there. You know, I hate the police. I'm going to burn down Jeff's house to show my rage.
No, it's more like, I hate the police. I'm going to burn down the place that I always go to buy smokes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to destroy a business because they really deserve that.
Yeah,
capitalism
exactly.
will suffer because of the police.
It's like they looted the convenience store that the kid robbed.
That'll show the convenience store for getting robbed.
Yeah. I mean, the convenience store didn't have shit to do with it.
Not a thing in the world.
Yeah. And
this is why I always refer
to
Missouri as America's outdoor Walmart.
I really wish that they would actually do the right thing instead of acting out the last part of do the right thing.
Mm.
I think to amend your statement, it'd be Missouri. Now America's Syria.
Yeah. That works,
yeah.
too.
So.
Well, before Syria was America's Syria.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But,
Just bringing the hard stuff today.
No.
Good deal.
But, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, you had things like, oh, there's video floating around of the Al Jazeera U.S. TV crew setting up a live shot and then getting tear gassed. Like, oh, hey, there's a news crew. Let's fire tear gas directly
at
the reporter.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking bonehead. You do realize there's cameras around, right? There's a camera running right there. Oh, now he's running the other way. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that's just, there's so much boneheaded stuff going on. And of course,
on both sides.
There's really dramatic video of the cops advancing and firing rubber bullets, you know, directly into the crowd, firing tear gas, you know, not in a nice, gentle arc, but directly
yeah,
at people's
yeah,
heads.
Direct angle tear gas, yeah, which
you
is
know?
Like, wow, that's a good way to kill people in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, there were people apparently who were in their own backyard saying, guys, you're telling us to go home. We are home. This is my yard. Oh, now there's tear gas in my yard.
Yeah.
Why did you put tear... This? You know what this is going to do to the grass? This is going to fuck up the grass.
The Homeowners Association is going to own me after this.
There's no
God.
Homeowners Associations in Missouri.
Trudy Beekman is going to... anyway.
Zing.
Yeah. So
well, we can't have nice things.
So Ferguson.
Boy, no
goddamn.
Shit.
Goddamn.
Can't have nice things.
I don't know if there's really much else that us three guys can say about that, aside from it's just an entirely retarded situation.
It
yeah,
is.
I yeah. really don't think that this is the thing that we... decide to
yeah.
refocus our entire assessment of the racial situation and tensions in America.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I don't know. Stupidity knows no race. Stupidity.
Exactly.
Stupidity knows no class boundaries. Stupidity is just one of those things where you take your average person and realize half the world is on the other side of the bell curve.
It's like, I imagine there's just as many white people smashing liquor store windows and stealing a 30-pack as there are black dudes wearing police officer uniforms in that situation.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. I don't think it's a racial thing.
Yeah.
No.
Now,
maybe
apparently
I'm wrong.
Ferguson PD. Ferguson
PD.
Yeah,
they only have three black officers.
Only three black dudes.
There's also STL PDs out there. Now,
yeah, and now it's
HIPO,
now it's the
Missouri
yeah.
State Troopers are out there.
Yeah, and that calmed things down for about 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. Well, we'll talk about nicer things when we come back. We'll talk about things that are just outrageous from a funny standpoint,
oh God,
like Rick Perry being indicted for abuse of power and Silent Disco's being shut down for being too loud. But we're going to play some 10,001 first. Here's Paragon on your Kansas City Bastards podcast.
Yo!
All right. Well, that was 10,001 with Paragon.
Good song.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let's talk about some just things that warm my heart. So, Rick Perry is indicted on 2 felony counts of abuse of power, and he might face up to 109 years in prison.
It's amazing.
That's so nice.
It is.
Yeah.
You think this is something that'll stick at all?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
but it's nice to think about.
Yeah.
And at the very least, it should certainly hurt any chances he would have to run for president.
Yeah.
I can imagine the...
God, I hope so.
I can imagine the mudslinging ad on that one. Rick Perry, good for America? Well, my candidate didn't get indicted.
My candidate wasn't facing 109 years in prison for felony abuse of power.
Dun, dun,
you know, Republicans say Obama abuses power. Rick Perry was actually indicted. You know, I mean, that's yeah. a hell of a
yeah.
thing.
Federal indictment's a little bit different than a lawsuit, too.
Yeah, a little bit. which that thing just, again.
That's so silly.
That's so stupid. Okay.
Stop doing EOs. Oh, we need one more.
Yeah. Yeah. And again,
but after that, no.
It's like, "Oh, you're overstepping
Stop
your
it.
You're overstepping your bounds as the executive branch by actually choosing what we enforce and what we don't enforce, you know, executing the laws and whatnot." That's what he does. And it's like, "Oh, you're a constitutional lawyer? We're going to sue you for matters of the Constitution."
Yeah.
Just cracks me up. Anyway, Rick Perry was indicted. That's
I saw
nice.
He
calls it outrageous, and I say it's outrageously funny.
It is. I actually saw something on Facebook that said, should Rick Perry wear his glasses during his mugshot?
Oh, yeah, his hipster glasses. Yeah. 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 I think they look good on him. I think he should.
I don't think so.
Do you think he'll get raped in prison? I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, he's been raping Texas for how long now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. How many of those people are probably there because of him? So
exactly. I mean, Texas is the state where the kid was going to prison for life for pot brownies.
It's going to suck when he gets raped because everything's bigger in Texas, you see. Not that rape is funny, but you guys laughed.
Actually, speaking of rape being funny, there's a convicted child molester who is suing after being raped in Garfield County Jail.
And what was he suing for again? I think it was emotional distress.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Child molester. We hadn't talked about that on the air yet.
No, we haven't talked about
it
on the air yet.
So that just makes me think, makes me sound like I was just thinking about rape.
I mean, it really was just a good segue.
So, okay. Take that rape into this rape.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we talked about this. Bringing the whole rape thing all back home. Okay.
Nope.
All right.
So
that's cool.
Hey, you know, again, rape can be funny in very limited circumstances. Well,
case,
what we didn't talk
molester.
About, yeah, what you brought up off air, I suppose you could say. Technically, it was on air, but it just wasn't recorded air.
It was dead air.
I was breathing air when I said it.
It's true. Anyway, you're saying that prison rape tends to be something that is accepted, even though it's it really shouldn't be. Like some people think.
Either way, it's getting accepted.
Whether you like it or not, it's going
it's
in there.
It's not getting the reception it should, I guess, is what I was... People
you
don't
better
receive
not
it
pout,
well.
You better not cry. You better not scream, I'm going in dry. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh.
What I was going to say is that, yeah, there seems to be a bit of a social movement against the fact that we basically accept that, yeah, you go to prison, you're going to get raped, and that's just okay.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you're a woman in the military, you're going to get raped.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's no real... I mean, that's not like any kind of laughing matter or anything like that even. It's just like, you think of that, it's just like, holy shit. Like, there are studies done where it's like, no, if you're female and in the service...
There's a pretty good chance it's going to happen, and
Jay was there.
If you haven't been raped yet, you will be. You know, it's just...
That kind of hits a little hard to me because I was a combat arms guy. There were like 2, maybe 3 females total in any capacity in any of the battalions I was at. Now, when I did
and
go to our...
That's one good reason why rape happens in the military.
Yeah, and... It was kind of weird because in the unit that I went to Iraq with, we had one girl who was in the battalion level. She was like the sergeant major's aide. She was like the battalion mattress, shall I say? You know, there, she was willing for it. Okay,
she was the town rape bicycle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, and then there were are cases where women are the prevalent sex in that unit, and it still happens.
It's a shitty thing, but yeah. You think about it this way.
You mean they're raping each other? Sorry, I'm being purposely obtuse.
Ah, gotcha. I just think of it this way. Jay, being one of the smarter people in the Army at the time.
Proud of my 42 IQ.
Wow,
man, come on.
Really?
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Way to put down the armed forces, Tim.
I was the smartest guy you let in, and he's
fucking moron. You know, unfortunately, we're not going to solve the problem of rape in the military, or even rape in prison for that matter. But, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of instances
where. We can laugh at it, though.
There are a lot of instances where rape just isn't talked about, or in the matter of prison, just joked about, but not talked about seriously. Like it's an issue.
Basically accepted, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole don't drop the soap thing, right?
Yeah, and not that I care. I think
can
a
see
child
both
molester,
sides.
Yeah, probably should get raped.
Yeah, a child, like any kiddie fiddler should be raped, probably to death. But
you know,
at the same time, you've got people in there for nonviolent drug crimes.
The guy that was going to go to jail for the rest of his life because of some pot brownies in Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's already a shitty deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, we don't need to make it a, you know, shitty blood deal. The blood in the shit deal. You get the idea. Asshole, distended.
That, God, Jesus Christ.
Torn rectum.
Stop. Stop.
You're giving Jay memories of being a woman in the service.
I can say that without picturing it.
And I just don't care.
I see a lot of things on the internet, and I don't want to. That just
such as me. Distended rectums?
Fuck! Stop! God!
I've actually heard a direct quote from an ER surgeon that says, never underestimate the elasticity of the human sphincter.
I'm done. I'm out.
Oh, and he's moved away from the microphone, and and yeah.
Jay doesn't like talking about butt stuff.
Oh, just imagine you're taking a really big dump.
In reverse.
God, we're just...
You never jumped on a bicycle with no seat on?
Well, at least nobody can say we're not part of the problem.
Yeah, we're definitely part of the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, so people who are in prison for drugs probably shouldn't get raped.
You know, I'd probably say that people shouldn't get raped at all, ever.
Yeah. Now, if somebody named Upgrade is in there, then he...
With two Ds?
Yes, for a double dose of receiving penis in his rectum.
He receives two Ds. That's what it is.
I'm not listening to this. God.
Anyway. All right. Well, let's talk about things other than rape.
I don't know why.
Rape is bad. I just want to throw this out there in case anybody's
that
questioning what we think.
That was the original point I was trying to
rape
make.
Is bad. Rape is bad.
That's how we got started into this was the debate.
Napster bad.
Napster bad.
Rape bad.
According to a new study... Rape is, in fact...
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Okay. For the four people listening...
I don't know if we can come back from that. Let's talk about a silent disco that was shut down for being too loud.
How is that fucking possible?
Damn,
well,
death police.
Yeah, here's something that's kind of interesting. I'm going to find the location real quick.
It's somewhere in Canada, and the premise behind this whole thing is that people are just wearing headphones, wireless headphones.
It was Salzburg, Austria. It wasn't
Austria.
Canada.
I was going to say, weird stuff happens in Canada.
Yeah,
it's like
I read something similar like that in Canada. Okay, so it's in Austria, which is kind of like Canada, but they speak a different language. So they have these wireless headsets on. They are... listening to their own music, they're dancing, having a grand old time, and somehow it was keeping neighbors up at night. Now, unless they were wearing, like, clog shoes or tap shoes or something.
Which they could have been.
Might have. I don't see the problem.
Yeah.
They were wearing the traditional Austrian.
Well, what the Associated Press wrote was that this silent disco had been running for about 4 years. It was denied renewal of its business permit because his parties were too loud. And let's see. At a silent disco, each dancer wears headphones to hear radio transmitted music. To those without headphones, the room full of swinging dancers is, quote, eerily quiet, end quote. Salzburg Mayor Heinz Schaden said it was still too loud. The noise is keeping the neighbors up. And that's all we know about it. That's all we know. I don't know how it's keeping the neighbors up. I don't know what kind of noise they could be talking about.
They said it right there. They're all wearing headphones. What are you doing when we're wearing headphones? What? Hey!
Yeah, I guess there is that. Nobody can have conversations with each other or anything like that.
Everyone's shouting.
You went to a disco to dance. Who the hell talks, you know?
I've never been to a disco. I don't know.
Me I've either. Never been to an Austrian disco. Maybe that's the thing they do.
That they do. Could be.
Traditional.
Austrians are weird.
Austrian dance talking.
I went to a techno club in Germany in
97.
And it was in a small town in Kaiserslautern. At 10 p.m., they kicked all the underage girls out, which meant the girl that I was talking to had to go home. A true story, by the way.
She later became Mrs. J. Powers.
Aha, funny. But it was weird because Kaiser's literally small ass town. They had this entire place like soundproof, so you could not hear the shit from the outside. That's why nobody had a problem with it. So if you have a silent disco and people are bitching about it, I'm at a loss for words.
Apparently not, because you were just talking a lot. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
I was making a drink. I wasn't listening.
All right. So here's some other just kooky crap that came out that we didn't talk about last time, but we should have. So a Christian broadcaster was spouting off about Ebola, and he was saying Ebola could cleanse the United States of atheists, gay people, and sluts.
Mm.
Because faith heals everything.
And I'm like, fuck you, dude.
That guy will get Ebola. I know it.
He should. Well, actually, this is kind of an interesting contrast. ChristWire.org on the same day put out, Obama is infecting Christians with Ebola to destroy Jesus and start a new age of liberal darkness.
Mm.
In the same manner that Kim Trails.
Which one's right?
Neither.
Thanks, Ebola.
But yeah, so the Christian broadcaster, it's a Christian radio host, Rick Wiles, on his True News program.
Right then and there, full of bullshit.
No, yeah. I swear it's true because of Jesus.
It may be the great attitude adjustment that I believe is coming, Wiles continued. Ebola could solve America's problems with atheism, homosexuality, sexual promiscuity, pornography, and abortion.
Simply because he thinks his faith will cure everything.
He thinks something can cure pornography. That's adorable.
I know, right?
All the armies of the planet Earth couldn't cure pornography. It would find a way.
Yes.
Porn always finds a way. If Ebola becomes a global plague, you better make sure the blood of Jesus is upon you. You better make sure you've been marked by the angels and that you are protected by God.
So spill some wine.
Yeah.
If not, you may be a candidate to meet the Grim Reaper.
And go see Jesus.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, I thought that was the point. You want to go hang out with A1 Super Champ.
Yeah. Now there's a sound clip here and whatnot, but we're not going to bother playing that.
Fuck that.
We don't. I just did the guy's voice anyway. Yeah, I don't know.
It was much funnier.
I actually don't know if it's actually his voice. I never listened to the clip.
Good. If it's that sounds like Southern Baptist right there. Yeah. So yeah, that's probably spot on.
Yeah, I figure we'll go with that. Now the ChristWire.org thing.
That's a funny URL. ChristWire.org.
Yeah. Yeah. So. According to sources, there is an antidote for the virus. The cure was tested at the CDC facility in Georgia this week, where an infected doctor has been nearly cured against all odds. Keep in mind, Obama-era evolution of Ebola has already killed thousands in Africa, and only moments ago, a person dropped dead in London from Obama Ebola. That's right, it's Obama Ebola. Do no forget, the B-O in Ebola stands for Barack Obama.
Because that is awesome. A new disease.
Yeah. Are you sure this isn't like a satire website? I mean, really.
It honestly could be. It was an interesting contrast.
Good shit. Ebola, yeah. Obama. Yeah, so
yeah, it's right there. Yeah. They both have a B and an A in them. And an O. Yeah. And an L? No. How do you spell Obama again?
O-B-A-M-A. Well, anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. I looked at this a little bit just to see if there's something that obviously, you know, obviously said it was a satire site or something like that. And there wasn't anything where it just outright said satire immediately, but it could very well be. I honestly
don't
know.
Is Christwire the one that was talking about, like,
let's see what else we got here.
Say, do they have something about the masturbators? I feel like there was a joke satire site that was
that
like
was
this,
God Jesus.
It has like lightning strikes a teenage masturbator.
I know what that
something.
Is. I know what that is. That's
I don't know. Oh. It's difficult to.
That is
the
that
lines
was the
are so blurred anymore.
That was the same one where it said that tampons were Satan's cotton fingers.
Yeah. Which makes lots of sense.
Landonderry, or something like that. Landonderry Baptist or something. Landover Baptist.
Landover Baptist, yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Regardless, I'm looking for it. A lot of them are...
Nothing about masturbators?
No, well, no. Then, but a lot of it's...
You're still going to hell, Jeff.
Those people get to live to see another day then.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the headlines on here are just ridiculous, but... You know, that doesn't mean it's a satire website.
No.
But it very well could be. I'm just throwing that out there. But yeah, so there's that. And also, to take things back to rape before we go to break again.
Yay.
Wide range of hospital charges for blood tests called irrational. This is from NPR, right? And there's a study that was done in California by... It was published in the August issue of BMJ Open. And it listed charges for routine blood tests and procedures performed in 2011. So I'm just going to throw out the three examples that they put in the NPR thing, because these are just outright ridiculous. One California hospital charged $10 for a blood cholesterol test, while another hospital that ran the same test charged $10,169.
Whoa.
So that's over 1,000 times more.
That's a good day's work for being a hospital CEO. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another blood test, basic metabolic panel. Just about everybody's had that run at one point or another.
Mm-hmm.
The average charge was $371, but the prices ranged from a low of $35 to a high of $7,303, which is only 200 times more, admittedly. but here's the kicker. Appendectomy. Holy shit, appendectomy. The first of all, labor and delivery charges, you know, having kids is expensive, you know, that's obviously for many reasons, but labor and delivery charges in California varying anywhere between 8 and 11-fold between hospitals. So, you know, you should shop around before having little Johnny. But an appendectomy went from $1,500 at one hospital. So, like a shitty used car that you'd get off of Craigslist or something like that.
Or buy from me.
Yeah. All the way up to $182,955.
Which is a nice house.
In this area, yeah.
That's a nice
absolutely.
House in this.
So, yeah. Yeah, holy hell. And the thing is, now, the... let me get the exact quote here. The California Hospital Association dismissed the report as irrelevant, first of all. but the vice president for external affairs in the association said, quote, charges are meaningless data. Virtually no one pays charges, end quote.
Ah. There's the rub.
Unless you don't have insurance, and therefore you don't get like an Aetna discount or United Healthcare discount or whatever.
What about a Costco discount?
Well, there's also a lot of insurance plans that either have basically a deductible or a massive copay, or are very picky about what they choose to cover.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because of how ridiculous it is. But let's play some more music. We're going to play some Us. We're going to play
Weekly.
some of our music. We're going to play Pay My Dues. This is one that I don't remember whether it was on Songs That Didn't Make It Alive. I did the remix at about the same time.
No, it wasn't.
But anyway, so here's Pay My Dues on the Kansas City Bastards podcast by, of course, the Kansas City Bastards. Any comments, contact at kcbastards.com, and we'll be right back. That was Pay My Dues. So, yeah, gotta love that.
I actually like playing that song now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to hate playing that song.
Yeah, because too many harmonics in it. But, yeah, it's growing on me.
Yeah.
Like herpes.
But it's kind of like herpes in that way.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we got just a couple things to talk about and not very much time left anyway. So, Chicago area Little League team. It gets better ratings than the Cubs and the White Sox, apparently.
Our podcast get better ratings than the fucking Cubs.
Be that as it may, I can't actually confirm that. I honestly don't know what our numbers are. I don't think that we do that well, but I could be wrong. If anybody actually listens to this, email contact at kcbastards.com.
The old litmus test is...
I doubt anyone will.
Is this thing on?
No, nothing. Okay, well... Anyway, so, that That headline kind of doesn't need much explanation, does it? Well, I guess I'll take a look here.
So, like, are they just showing Little League on TV now?
Well,
I mean, what are the ratings?
It's the Little League World Series.
Yeah, Little League World Series.
That's actually interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So those are like kids that can kick the crap out of other kids.
It's like baseball without steroids. Huh.
Yeah, so we're actually literally talking about television ratings. And according to the Chicago Tribune, the game drew a 2.4 rating in Chicago on ESPN. The Cubs and White Sox, let's see, the Cubs were averaging 1.5 and White Sox were 1.4. So not only did it beat them, it fucking slayed them. So that's a thing. Anyway, moving on, Odorous Urungus. So Dave Brocky from Guard died, and his personal memorial was on April Fool's Day. Which is great.
Yeah.
Because everybody's expecting him to just sit up. Sorry! Gotcha. Yeah.
But Odorous Urungus, the actual character that he played, in all of his stage garb, was given a Viking funeral at the Guarbecue.
Fitting.
So they put it on a boat, and they put it out in the middle of the lake, and they had an archer with a flaming arrow shoot the boat, and it went up in flames. Biggity-bam.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's... I know. That's great.
Yeah.
That's how I want to go out.
No kidding. Yeah, that's the best way.
I think the exact thing I told Gloria was anything with a pyre is okay with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So long as a pyre
basically
is involved.
A public cremation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Not really, Tim. I have plans, okay? I'm going to hire, get all of my cannibal friends in. So once we get you on there.
How many cannibal friends do you have?
I know a lot of people, dude. So we're just going to come in and we're going to have...
Because you know them doesn't make them their friends.
We're going to have Tim Burgers, okay?
Tim Burgers, eh?
Yeah. Mm. We're gonna, Jeff's going to cook you up, season
no,
you up.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I wasn't aware you could make burgers out of 15% lean.
I didn't say they were going to be good. I'm just saying.
Anyway.
That's where the flavor is.
Yeah. And Jay can eat my ass. You asked for it.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't joke rape me.
No. And I promise I won't use the term distended rectum again.
I guess in Jay's case, we can consider it a statutory joke rape. Because of his very young wife, you see.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Against the law.
But yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool that they sent out his public character separately from himself.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. I mean, because they are really two sides of the coin there.
I mean, that band is literally just based around characters.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, listening to that character on talk shows, I mean, he never broke character.
Right.
You know, anytime he was in public, he did not break character. And that was just great.
That was
part of the whole
That's
brilliance.
Dedication.
Yeah. And
especially because it was such a ridiculous character. It's like,
I
wow,
know. I know.
You really got to ride that pony. Damn.
Yeah. You really have to commit.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, you know, on that note, I guess Guar is going to continue without Dave Brocky, and I don't know how they can. It'll be interesting to see what they come out with.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought he was kind of like the whole genius behind the thing anyway. Like, it was all his doing, more or less.
But you figure they've been around long enough that it's kind of like it's
they've
become self-aware.
He was like the only static member of the band. The rest, everyone else kind of cycled in and out over
time.
They
need to bring back
Guarchick. 100 members?
That's what they need to do.
I don't know how many people, but yeah, they I mean, I know there's been some lineup changes and whatnot, but Dave Brocky's been like the cornerstone. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they can go on without his voice at the very least. You know what I mean? So
do you think they'll behead his effigy on stage now, like they do with all the other effigies?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's like, yeah, that's classless, but
That is their thing. Yeah, I mean, they are Guar. Anyway, that concludes the time we have for this podcast. If you do have any comments, questions, criticism, or praise, contact kcbastards.com, of course. Leave a comment anywhere you happen to see this, or our Facebook page. Search out Kansas City Bastards there. But until next time, I'm Tim Lyons.
I'm Jeff Elliott.
I'm Jay Powers.
Don't be a dick.
Be a bastard.